We are here at the National Agricultural Aviation Association Convention in Las Vegas. It's the NAAA. With me is Dr. Gary Fellows with BASF. And Gary, when you were here, one of the things that you did was give some of the agricultural aviators here an update on some new labels BAS has. And why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, we've got a series of new labels that I think they were interested in. One of them, start off with a couple of different things. First, we're going to get ready to launch a new product next year called Preaxorin Soybeans. Now, that's not registered for sale yet, but we wanted to educate them on where it could be used and what it will be used on, primarily on soybeans, but it gives a brand new fungicide or a mix of fungicides for controlling both existing diseases and preventative and disease control. And it raises the bar with what headline the standard in the soybean market is today. It gives us more consistency, better yield, and a higher return on investment for the grower. Another label that was of interest is a new liquid formulation of Facet for the rice country. So if they're in rice country, we've been selling Facet as a dry formulation for years. We're excited to sell a true liquid because it's of ease of handling, ease of mixing, and we also get better grass and broadleaf activity with it, a little better uptake, and so we actually see better results for the grower in their fields. A third label I talked about is a new label expansion that we have for Prowl on warm season pasture grasses, things like Bermuda grass, Bahia grass, and what it is a dormant application prior to green up of the grasses to control field sand burr, grasses like that that come in later in the season and interfere with palatability and cattle grazing. So that one I think will be very important because a lot of that pasture does get sprayed by air. A fourth label expansion that we talked about is the expansion of headline label into alfalfa. And alfalfa has been a real interesting one. We actually received that label late in 2010. So that in 2011, during the season this past year, we did a lot of on-farm trials, a lot of university trials, and a lot of grower trials where we were able to show that we had an increased tonnage per acre, but no more than just tons of alfalfa, we had an increased quality of alfalfa. So the RFV, the relative feed value of the alfalfa, actually went up. And we do this by increasing the amount of leaves that are on the plant so that the leaf-to-stem ratio changes, increasing the protein content.
How important a market is the agricultural aviators for BASF?
Well, obviously, this is an extremely important group. With a lot of the fungicides, particularly on corn, but in a lot of other crops as well, the aerial application is really the only way to effectively get on the amount of acres that are there to be covered and at the time that it needs to be on, at the growth stage that it needs to be on. If we're talking a tassel timing in corn, for example, you need a hide clearance sprayer, and there's very few of them out there, and they can't cover the same amount of acres that the aerial applicators can cover.
Really, BASF has gotten very involved here at the NAAA convention over the last several years, particularly as we did at the kickoff breakfast, you awarded scholarships for young wannabe aerial applicators. Why are you supporting that up?
This industry is very important to our success. And so we want to make sure that there are young pilots around to take over because there are, as we all get older, there's less. Some of the older pilots are starting to retire. Well, we want to have that new young crop of pilots that are there because this need is going to go on for years and years to come. The world the population in the world is growing dramatically. The amount of food that we need to produce has to grow dramatically. And quite frankly, without the aerial applicators, I don't know that we can do it.
Also, what I've heard talked about, too, is the operations, farming operations are getting larger. And you've got pasture, when you're talking about the cattle operations, those also are larger. And there's almost no way to spray all of that without doing it aerially, right?
Absolutely. The amount of acres that a well-trained pilot can cover can't be touched by ground applications. They are a very efficient mode of application. They're extremely professional. I mean, their planes, they have GPS guidance systems in them, and they know down to the foot where they're spraying, and they are an extremely fun and professional group to work with.
Well, and I was going to ask that. Now, as you get to this convention and you get a chance every year to come back here and talk with the people, what kind of reaction do you get from the pilots here about BASF?
Well, hopefully they think we're working together because we really truly are. Some of the products that we have, obviously without their success, we can't be successful. And we have been working with them probably fairly closely since probably 2005, 2006 when headline and corn really started taking off and the benefits were starting to be seen because we were able to use our technology, the new technology of Headline Fungicide, combine it with their new technology of their new applications and their new planes, and together we've been able to give those growers that yield benefit, that field quality benefit, harvestability benefit that those the growers are paying for.
Dr. Gary Fellows with BASF here at the NAAA convention in Las Vegas. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.